So what's been discovered is a planet with a mass that is 17 times Earth's mass, which is close to the mass of Neptune, but its radius, the size of the planet, is only 2 times, roughly 2.3 times the Earth's radius. So that is what is special, is that we have known planets the size of the mass of Neptune before, but what we had not known is that planets that are as massive as Neptune but half its radius.
So that means it must be made of something different. Neptune's made of gas, isn't it? So if this is half the size, it must be made of much heavier stuff.
Exactly. It has to be made almost entirely of solid material. And that's what is special because we had not known in the past that rocky planets like Earth can be as big as Neptune and still be completely solid, which tells us that extraterrestrial worlds out there could be gigantic.
So, having found this new body, why is it special to scientists like you who study planets around other stars?
Previously, the theory of planet formation suggested that if you had a planet that's more massive than about 10 Earth masses, it inevitably accretes, captures a lot of gas around it and makes giant planets like Neptune or even Jupiter, which have a lot of gas in them. But what this planet is for the first time telling us is that it is possible to make really big planets that are Neptune size without actually accreting the gas.
Given that this one that's been discovered that does buck the trend is clearly a bit unusual, what explanations might there be for how it came about?
So currently, it's open to speculation as to why it did not accrete enough gas. But the really beautiful point is that nature does continue to surprise us. So the observation is there. Now it's up to us theorists to work out how to explain the formation of this planet.
I mean, in our own solar system, the moon came about because the Earth ran into another planet roughly the same size as Mars 4.5 billion years ago. Do you think that this could be an oddball, which is the result of some other cosmic collision like that, two things merged?
It's hard to speculate at this point, and if you can really make a planet that big, 17 times Earth mass, purely by collisions.
Do we know what it's made of?
We can only guess based on its mass and radius. So one hypothesis, as suggested by this work, is that it could be made of literally Earth-like composition and have a thin layer of even water around it, and that can perfectly explain its mass and radius.
How did the scientists spot it in the first place?
The planet was first discovered using the Kepler Space Telescope by looking at the eclipses of the planet in front of its host star. So as the planet moves in front of the host star, you see a slight dimming of the star light, and the amount of dimming is related to the size of the planet. But the mass of the planet was measured in this recent paper. They used very high-precision observations to measure the wobble of the host star caused by the gravitational forces from the planets on the host star. So by measuring the motion of the star, you can measure the masses of the planets themselves.
Do we know anything about how old it is or when it first formed?
Yeah, the star itself is known to have formed a few billion years after the birth of the universe.
Yeah, because that would put it at least 10 to 11 billion years old then, this planet.
Exactly. That's another fundamental advancement, which tells us that rocky planets in the universe could have formed way, way earlier in the universe than what we had imagined. It could have come about even 5 billion years before we came about. So if there is life out there, it could have advanced really much early on than what we think as humans.